Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Checkpoint Daily on this Friday, a very strange and frustrating Friday. In the studio, I am joined by Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. Let me just say this. Obviously, we will talk about what went down in Washington, D.C., earlier this week. I know on yesterday's episode I briefly alluded to it. Yes, we will get to that, but we do not want to beat you over the head with sad, frustrating news of America's impending implosion. No,
CNN will do that.
They will do that. We want to talk about some video games first, but before I get into that, I got to ask you guys, how are you mentally right now?
Drained, yeah, I think is the word for it. Obviously, it's been an awful lot of watching the news and Twitter and all that, not sleeping particularly well over the last couple of days. It was spooky. You know, I remember Sarah and I being pulled over in our car, just watching it live and just being like, oh my God, this is happening. So, yeah, tired.
No, Chad, how are you?
I'm all right. I got pulled over for a whole different reason.
Oh, okay.
I got a speeding ticket.
Wow.
So I'm in a whole different mood on top of that mood.
Were you like legit speeding?
I was. You know, I don't want to be too upset. You know, the cop was actually very nice and he gave me impeding traffic, which is no points.
That's like the opposite of speeding.
Yeah, but like it still says on there that I was speeding. So like they know, but he was like nice to me because I haven't had a ticket since I was like 20. Very respectful, so I can't complain too much, but it is $160 that I didn't want to spend.
Glad that STEMI hit, though.
I'm still waiting on mine, I guess.
No!
You want to know? Here's some stuff.
I've
been hearing if you went through TurboTax, some people, actually quite a few people have been like, it's been waiting, or you don't get it as quickly, and you might actually have to wait to do it when you do taxes.
So I use TurboTax, and I just got an email today that says STEMIs are being distributed today.
Oh, okay. Maybe
so
then
check
I
your,
might get,
check
might
your
get
email.
It. There you go.
But yeah, I was worried about that because previously, if you went to check and it said not available,
yeah, I had
they were like,
you're
not
that.
Getting it.
That's what everyone kept saying. Like, you're not getting it, or you have to wait till taxes.
Till you do your taxes, yeah.
I was like, well, I guess it's not such a big deal, but like I wanted to
hell no,
pay
I was
this,
mad as hell.
I wanted to pay this ticket off. And I didn't want to use the money I was saving.
It's my money and I need it now.
Essentially, they gave it to me and now I'm giving it back.
Yeah, I was mad. But yeah, apparently if you went through H&R Block or TurboTax or some other online preparer, there were some issues. But they should be coming to you, so don't freak out, everybody. But with that said, geopolitics aside, here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right, so we're going to start off. Riot had a big day today. They unveiled their roadmap going into 2021 and what they've got coming up over the next few months.
So excited.
Basically,
I'm excited.
Everything they've got coming up. Where do you want to start, Norris? You want to start with Viego?
Yeah, obviously the new champion, Viego, the Ruined King.
Viego. Yeah, I think it's a Diego.
No, Viego. Chad, you'll like him. He wears a jacket with no shirt underneath.
Sexy.
So he has a lot of pec and ab.
Finally.
A lot of pec and ab going on. He wears very tight leather pants.
Perfect.
What do you mean, finally? Did you not see Set?
Yeah, I mean, but Set, you know, is for the furries. You know what I mean? Like, Chad, I don't take Chad for a furry.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm looking at Viego. Never mind, Chad. This is your character.
I need to look. I actually haven't seen him yet. Hold on, look up
Viego. He's moody. Kind of horror-y.
I'm in. Like,
I gotta tell you.
Oh my God.
I'm more into girls these days, but I'm all about that.
Viego's a sexy man.
So this is actually the Ruined King.
That is the Ruined King. So when you've been using Blade of the Ruined King for a bajillion years,
I've been stealing his sword.
That's whose sword you've been using in the game.
Oh my God.
So he's gonna be a jungler.
I'm loving those tight leather pants, Chad.
I am loving everything.
Yeah.
So, you got that, and he's going to be a jungler. And apparently they showed like 5 seconds of gameplay with him. And apparently he's going to run in, stab people, and like possess characters.
He can possess me any day.
He can possess me right now.
Anyway.
He already possesses me.
Oh my God. Stop. Damn it. I don't do this to you. I didn't do this when Senna and Samira were released.
Yeah, but you should have because they were hot too.
Well, yes, they were absolutely stunning. But anyway, so Viego is coming out. Of course, they alluded to a few other characters that should be coming out. There'll be an AP top laner, Callie, for you. So I know you're excited.
It's very exciting.
As well as a new marksman for me because I hate myself and I continue to play AD carry. But
why don't you like having fun?
I don't know. I don't know, okay? You know what it is? It's because I'm an egoist.
Yeah.
And anytime you pop off as an ADC, you've won the game.
Well, also because no matter what role you play, you still need an AD carry on your team.
Yeah.
You like knowing, like, at the end of the day, I determine whether or not you win.
Well, except for that weird moment last year where everybody was playing Taric Sona.
Yeah,
like,
that was
late
weird.
2019.
Yeah, that was weird. That was another round where just no one wanted to have any fun, apparently.
Exactly. But obviously, they're going to be releasing a lot of new skins, which I'm going to go on the record and say, I hope another Stimmy hit because I need to buy all
of
this.
Well,
we
got to get our demo dollars, that extra $1,400.
I got to buy all of this. Every skin line they announced looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Ruin King skin line.
Yeah, the Ruin skin line I saw looked awesome.
There's going to be a skin line based on 1970s, like, retro futurism.
Yes.
So, like, okay. you remember when Daft Punk was hitting, they put out that whole anime music.
Yeah.
It's like skins that look like that.
All right.
And there's going to be for the Lunar New Year skin line, it's like a combination of like streetwear and like Chinese culture.
That's cool as hell.
Which, see great streetwear, China does it right.
At 100%.
Like China, Japan, but China even top tier over Japan. Like,
I would say so too.
They're so good. Like I just watch videos of people just
and
walking.
You're
down
heavy
the street
on TikTok.
Oh, I'm yeah. Me and Kiefer just watch TikTok heavily, and we get sucked into the China streetwear TikTok.
And it's just people walking down the street.
Yeah, it's literally people filming, which is creepy. But like we're like in love with it.
Yeah. So all the skin lines for this year look amazing. Obviously, the item overhauls. There's a lot of stuff going on. And lastly, the site of the World Finals was announced. It's going to be in Shenzhen, China, which is just north of Hong Kong. So. Politics. Anyway,
yeah.
But with that said, they're going to be bouncing around all of China during Worlds, but that is where the finals will be. So obviously there was a lot more announced. You could go and check out that stream and see everything that was there.
All right. So in addition to all the craziness of Wednesday, another thing that happened is some really bad opinions got spread around all over Twitter. One in particular was pretty tasteless and terrible, and it led to the removal of an emote from Twitch.
Yeah, so if you are unfamiliar with this, the Pog Champ emote.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the most used emote ever.
The most known emote in all of Twitch, used for any sorts of moments of elation and jubilation.
Yeah.
The good old Poggers.
I would say the emote that the least number of people who use it know where it comes from.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. That emote has been removed. And for those who don't know, the actual emote is the face of Ryan Gutierrez, who is a FGC legend, also known as Gutex. And he put out some essentially real bad opinions about everything that happened on Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol, prompting massive backlash and for Twitch to remove the PogChamp emo. As it stands, it has not been replaced by anything. And so I have no way to express my positive elation on Twitch right now.
Yeah.
And so I ask you guys, what should we replace PogChamp with?
Mm.
That is the question. Because I agree. I don't care if it probably will never come back, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But what do we replace good old Poggers with?
You know, I saw someone who suggested that every 4 years there should be a massive vote to determine what goes up on Twitch in its place.
Yeah, I
like it.
I really like that idea.
Yeah.
Every 4 years, we get a new PogChamp. And then they can be impeached if they do something shitty.
Well, they'll just be removed.
And well, then we'll call it impeachment.
We have a special Poggers election.
Oh, that would be so... You know what? I'm super into this. This could be a Twitch thing.
You have to get at least 50% of the vote, or there's a special Poggers runoff election.
You know what could be great? If they did it so well to, like, it would be like an ABC presidential debate, like a debate like where they're getting in the votes and everything. And, like,
instead of John King, we got Hasan Piker next to the map.
I love it.
It's just like...
We could do this
where
for
the
several.
Votes are coming from.
We could do this with several emotes. Like, it doesn't have to just be PogChamp. It could be like
But I like it specifically that is with PogChamp because of everything around it.
Usually it's like, okay, but at the same time, there's usually other things that happen in elections. So maybe there's other things that people could vote on via Twitch. Maybe it's not all emotes, but it could be like other little. I don't know. I think they could make this really fun.
I like it. You got Golden Boy and Hasan Piker just throwing back and forth to each other, going over the same six parts of the country, explaining what it means if they vote one way or another.
They'll be talking about the count coming from Maricopa County, Arizona.
Right here, you see it's really blue. But...
Yeah, there's like, right here, everyone is in favor of the return of PogChamp. however, this is... These votes have been counted, guys. These votes have been counted, but the mail-ins.
These votes are coming in at about 83%, so.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and it needs to happen right now.
But I think it's one of those things where, yeah, it's stupid, and yeah, it's kind of making fun of the election in some capacity. But it's something that's bringing awareness to how voting works. And
absolutely.
I think a lot of people don't realize how voting works, we've seen.
We know that.
So I think this is something that, if they do it right, could be a valuable learning lesson for the coming generation.
See, in chat, you know what? You have brought it full circle into a place where I think Twitch needs to do more of... So many people watch Twitch that there needs to be slightly more, I think, for lack of a better term, public service streams where, like, Twitch votes should be a thing, a permanent thing, where we're just like, hey, there's midterm I guarantee you, if Twitch put emphasis on the midterm elections, you would see turnout go up.
I agree. I think there's a part of me that wants to say that there's some people who don't even realize that there is a midterm election.
Most
you know
people
what I mean?
Don't. Yeah. Many people don't.
They think they vote every 4 years for the president, and that's that. Like, that's where you make all your voting choices. But no, there's others. You know, there's even local elections that, you know, will span, you know, more than that. So I think this could be a nice thing that Twitch can do. And good on Twitch for getting on this.
Yeah.
Let me go, you know, and say that real quick. But I'm not going to say that they did this for anything other than they were getting ahead of it. I'm not saying that they were they did this because it's like they did it for the clear conscience. Like they said, I think it's they just didn't want the PR behind it.
Nope.
And they were like, okay, we need to do this now or we're going to get, you know, crapped on again.
Yeah. No. And listen, it's not often we actually see a company get out ahead of something before it turns into a thing.
Yeah. And good for them to do.
And so I think it was the right decision simply because what was said essentially
was said. I was more taken aback by him posting the video.
The video. Yeah, that was the part that I think was crazy. And long story short, Gutex essentially said, you know, what about this lady who was killed?
He called her a hashtag MAGA martyr.
A MAGA martyr. And posted the video of this woman being shot and killed.
Yeah.
To Twitter, which I am almost 100% sure is against the terms of service. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
Lastly, if we're going to extract anything funny out of what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously everyone deals with tragedy and craziness in their own ways. And some people go for humor and some people, I would say, do it well. And some people not so well. I have an example of each of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trump. Not the president or former president, but the Hearthstone player tweeted out, getting a lot of Twitter followers right now. I might not be who you're trying to follow. You're looking for the former president, not the Hearthstone player.
Yes. So, okay.
Very funny.
Trump SC.
Yeah.
Is,
and he's verified, so I could see how someone could get a little confused by that.
Even with the picture of the Asian kid?
The Asian Hearthstone
I don't think people look at pictures. I'm not going to lie.
Come
usually, they're
on,
so
man.
Tiny.
No, it's not. You like, can tell that is not.
You're looking at a big screen. Look at your phone. Maybe someone can get
no.
confused.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
You can tell that is not Donald Jeffrey Trump.
What
like,
is
you,
what's
come
Trump's
on.
Middle name? Jeffrey?
No, I don't give a damn what his middle name is.
John?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Who cares? So you compare and contrast that to, say, GameStop, who had maybe the worst
God.
String of tweets in history.
What was – I don't know –
So
I don't
why
call
GameStop?
People to lose their job, I but I'm calling
no fire the, that person.
But that person needs
right
to lose
now.
Their job.
GameStop, this is clear why GameStop is losing. They hire people
like this.
This.
Yes,
clearly.
No. So what was said on the GameStop Twitter?
So you'll have to excuse me. It has long since been removed. They said something to the effect of, "When if you love video games, they'll love you back." To which someone replied, "Maybe now's not the time." To which they replied, "Yes, now is the time."
And somebody else
said,
read
the room. They said, we did. And
no,
you didn't. Clearly, no, you didn't.
So, no, one of them was agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. And it's like, no.
No.
Oh, GameStop, no.
No.
This
Honey,
isn't
no.
the time to, like, okay, I can understand, like, not knowing. Because I've seen some people who didn't really, who was, like, just waking up or whatever, mm-hmm. was on the other side of, you know, the world. And, like, we're just tweeting, and then people are like, don't tweet that. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize what
yeah.
was happening.
Yes.
And then they made their statement. It's like, okay, cool, whatever. That happens.
Yes.
We were in this – or not in this room, but we were, like, distracted with work when mm-hmm. we found
no,
out.
No, when it first popped off, we were in this studio.
Oh, you're right. You're
we
right.
We were in this
we
studio.
We were in the studio. So we were oblivious to it until we got out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I can easily see me not looking at Twitter and going out and be like, hey, here's my day and being goofy and silly.
Right.
And then all of a sudden finding – because, like, that – actually, that morning I posted – and it didn't age
I
well.
I saw it. Yeah.
I posted,
no
whatever
matter what.
No matter what happens today, today's going to be a good day. That morning. And then Chuck Beam actually came back and was like, this didn't age well. I was like, oh, you're right.
No, I saw that later that night. I was like, oh, Chad.
Chad.
No.
I should have deleted it, but I didn't. I think no one came for me, luckily.
But you know what? It's one of those things. And, you know, as one who is engaged to a marketer who is very well, you know, well versed in social media.
Yeah.
Yet Wednesday was a time for everybody, unless you were talking about that, to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're GameStop.
Yeah. What do you have?
What
valuable?
Does GameStop have a value to say in that moment?
Other than, you know, the obvious stuff that they could have said. You know.
All you could
support.
No. All
Anything.
You could have said as GameStop is terrible what's happening in the Capitol right now. We hope everyone remains safe.
Boom.
Done.
That's your line, and you stick to it.
That's it.
And then,
not like if you love gamers, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
What the come
Radio
on.
Silence until, you know, it makes sense to post again. Like, that's kind of the thing. I it's weird because we live in this world where social media kind of dictates everything. You know what I mean? So
yo, this company will not survive 2022. Like,
no,
legit.
I don't know.
Like, I could foresee by the end of 2022, not just because of that, but because of a litany of reasons, GameStop will cease to exist. And Callie, to your point, the writing is already on the wall if clearly that's who you got running your social media.
Clearly.
Yeah. So with that said, that's going to be it for part one. And we've been dancing around it all show long. In part two, we got to talk about what has happened in the Capitol on Wednesday and how gaming is somehow strangely involved in parallel to this horrific and horrible event. We will talk about that coming up. Part two, checkpoint.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily, this Friday episode. And now we got to talk about the gigantic, ginormous red elephant in the room and discuss what happened at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. And we're not going to belabor the who, what, where, when, whys. Already know.
You've been watching it on wall-to-wall coverage for the last 72 hours.
You've been watching it all week long.
Yep.
There are calls for impeachment, for the 25th Amendment, all types of crazy stuff happening. And here is very bluntly what I would like to say just on the event itself. If you are an American person and you have any platform whatsoever and you have not wholly condemned the storming of the U.S. Capitol by right-wing dissidents is what I will say.
Terrorists.
Yeah, right-wing dissidents, terrorists, domestic terrorists, whatever. That's all of the above. All of the above. There were everything.
Treasonous, seditionists.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah. All that good stuff. You suck and you have done a disservice to whatever platform it is that you have. Because to be perfectly honest with you, there's been a lot of parallels to Black Lives Matter and the destruction that was wrought in those protests. And let me just say this right now. A attack on Target is not an attack on the Capitol.
Nope.
An attack on a company is not an attack on the state. They're very different things. And what happened in Washington, D.C. this week was an attack on the state.
It was on the country.
Well, when I say the state, I mean the country.
Yeah.
By definition, terrorism is destruction and violence to essentially gain a political end.
Mm-hmm.
That is the definition of it. So we call it how we see it. But
yep.
I'm bringing this full circle to video games to say this. There was a picture floating around of a person who had gotten into the Capitol. He was standing next to the guy with the buffalo hat who had all the Thor tattoos.
Which, okay, can I say something about this real quick? The guy who's like, the gays need to stop loving on that guy because that's horrible. That's all I've been seeing on Twitter, and I'm just gonna say this right now.
That's like
the leader
of like QAnon.
Yeah, like literally that guy who's like shirtless and he's got like the paint on his face. All I've been seeing, and I don't know if it's like bad jokes, but stop.
But it's not.
It's
not the time
funny.
For that.
And like whether or not your H word on main for this guy, I don't care. You just don't like
it's
say it because it's literally the opposite of what you should believe in as
these
LGBTQ
are like the women who are in love with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Oh my God! It's worse.
Yeah. Ugh.
I would much rather deal with Jeffrey Dahmer than that person.
Agreed. You know what? I'd rather have dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer, which is a weird thing to say.
Would eat with Jeffrey Dahmer. You're right.
I really want this whole line of conversation to end.
Sorry.
And I'm pulling it over and I'm bringing it back.
I just had to say that because I saw it and it irritated me.
But the thing is that, you know, and also, by the way, I really, 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 really need radical white folks to stop dressing up like natives. But anyway.
That too.
So with that said, there was a gentleman who was also in that photo who had a tattoo on his hand that resembled a hammer and sickle that people were like, oh, it's Antifa. Guess what? It wasn't. Do you know what it was? It was a tattoo of the Mark of the Outsider from Dishonored 2.
Yep.
So, yep, gamers was all up and through there.
That's actually what I kind of want to start with is to say, like, we all have this picture in our mind of who was at this rally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they probably look disturbingly like the members of our Senate. but my point in saying that is I watched those videos. There were people of all ages there. There were people of all races people of all genders there.
All races, a smattering of a brother or two, I wouldn't consider all racist.
That's
but
fair.
Anyway.
But my point is saying is that gamers, if you think that we as a group weren't well represented in that crowd, you're fooling yourself.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
You're being dishonest.
You're a liar. And I bring that up to say this. We have on this show and on many of our shows have talked a lot about how streaming platforms, YouTube, content creators, all these people have contributed to this discourse of dissent, of hatred, of intolerance, racism, everything that you want to say. And a lot of that is hand-waved away. PewDiePie still has a YouTube channel.
He shouldn't.
That's all I got. Let's just keep it funky right there. Somebody like PewDiePie, who is literally dressed up as a Klan member, has a platform. Somebody, you know, who has dabbled and flirted with Nazi rhetoric still has a YouTube channel. I'm over this. I don't care anymore. The First Amendment has limits. It does not give you the right to say anything you want without consequence. And now, with Donald Trump being banned from Twitter for a number of hours, removed from Facebook and Instagram permanently, and all these other things, it is too late. It is too late.
Well, I'll say this one thing, and it's because PewDiePie doesn't live in America. So my... Here's the thing.
Is he not? Really?
No, he's Swedish.
He's Swedish.
Well, I know he was. I thought he still lived in LA.
Oh, maybe
work,
he does
though.
Now, but.
Yeah, I knew he was a Swedish. I just thought he lived in LA.
But maybe that. Maybe
he
I'm
has
wrong.
Lived. He has lived in America at some point.
But I guess my point is like, I could see it for YouTube and social media, and I'm trying to be devil's advocate a little bit, being a little bit difficult to be that in between when you are. Global,
Chad, everybody,
not national.
Chad, everybody knows what the hell a Klan member is.
Oh, I know. Don't
everybody
get me wrong.
Everybody knows what a Nazi is, okay?
What bugs me isn't... Yes, Norris, I agree with you. Platforms should be very responsible for this. But what should scare and disturb the people is that, much like Donald Trump got 74 million people to still vote for him, is that in spite of this person still having their platform... people still create that platform for him. Yeah. It doesn't matter if he's still on YouTube if no one watches
no
it because
watches,
it's a piece
yeah.
of garbage. But record numbers of people still watch. Yeah. That's what should disgust you
yeah.
and what should worry you.
And the point when we say, but gamers, they're this big, huge, inclusive thing. And you know,
they
us,
can be.
Us very much so in this room is a trans person, a gay person, a black person.
Yep.
Arguably, we're one of the most diverse video game programs out there. truly.
I mean, I guess it's as diverse as you can get.
Truly, right? But at the same time, and this is something, again, that for some reason America refuses to do, is to acknowledge that two things can be true at the same time. Gamers can also be obstructionists. They can also be completely horrendous and horrible to people. We hear it every day. In chat, we see it in chat, we hear it on voice chat, in the video games, we see it every time we try to play ranked in League of Legends. All of this stuff is also gamers.
Yep.
So when we say gamers are this big inclusive group, it is also true that gamers can be very, very, very horrible to one another. In the same sense, when people say that is not who America is, bullshit.
Yes, it is.
What we saw on Wednesday is exactly what America is.
It is. Who about what? I don't know. 30%? What's the percentage?
More.
I don't know what the number is.
More.
I mean,
it has to be, Chad.
I don't know if it's that many, but there's a difference, though, between militant and believing in something.
No. I'm dismissing this whole line of rhetoric because if you are somebody who was not in D.C., but voted for this guy. If you were somebody who was
right,
not,
you knew the game.
If you were somebody who was not in D.C. but applauded when these people said that they were going to obstruct the counting of electoral votes, which is the most benign, stupid thing to obstruct. If you were one of those people who called, I don't know, black people protesting for the right to not be shot by police. If you called those people rioters and violent and thugs and anarchists, you don't get a pass from me anymore.
Nope.
I'm not.
You don't get a pass from me anymore. Those are your people. So when we say a third of the country is like that, it has to be more. It has to be. Now, the whole silent majority theory, that's done. That's over. There is
you were
no
proven
more.
Wrong on that one.
You've been proven
you're not,
wrong.
You are what you fear the most. Yep. You're a minority.
Yep. That's over.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying I don't want to, like, you know, somebody's aunt who voted for Trump because, like, of one or two things.
Fuck
but then
her.
You're going to agree this? No, I mean, I'm not going to – I don't want to sit there and divide more. You know, I get the anger and the frustration, and I guess I want to caution everybody to do one thing. Yes, what happened was awful, and yes, voting for that man was awful, but we still have to live with these people for the rest of theirs and our lives. So getting worse and making it more angry.
But why is it – no, and here's what I want to say.
Well, isn't there something to be said about being the bigger person?
No!
No.
No, because we're consistently the side that has to be the bigger people. Why?
Because we're better people.
No. No.
Because
we
are.
Tired.
What is,
no,
what's the
I
problem
am tired.
Saying something
no,
like that?
As a black person in America, I'm tired of being America's emotional courtesan. I'm tired of that. I am tired of people who look like me constantly having to save America from itself. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. I'm tired of Atlanta having to come out and vote in record numbers so we didn't have racists and conspiracy theorists in our Congress.
Well,
I'm tired, Chad.
I get that, but here's my question, though.
Why can't they move to where the rest of the country is and not follow a demagogue? Why can gamers not say, you know what, PewDiePie said something really crazy about the Holocaust. Maybe I should stop listening to him.
Yep.
Maybe I should stop watching him. Why can't, when somebody like The Quartering goes on a Twitter rant and talks about how all black creators are doing is saying we would like a fair shot at being able to draw from the same pool as everybody else, he gets on his high horse and talks about how he's the oppressed party. Shut up.
Now, yes, all those things, 100% agree. However, what you're saying, we're spinning around in the past, and we're not thinking about what can we do to make these people actually better.
Well, that's the question. What is the road?
Because these
forward?
People, that's the thing I'm getting tired of on Twitter. I'm tired of being stuck in the past because we've seen what the past is. We know what they're out there. This isn't a time to sit there and be stuck in the past, talk about these things. Yes, we need to bring it up so that we can have our, you know, knowledge base. But what is the path forward? What is it?
I mean, Chad, here's how I view it. We cannot move forward until people tell the truth,
okay,
to themselves, to themselves. No,
do that. How do we do that to somebody?
We cannot.
If someone's stuck in their mind, like a Trump supporter who believes all this,
the country has to pass them by.
How so?
The country has to pass them by. The rest of us collectively have to say, you know what? We're done. We're over here now. That's what they did in Germany. In Germany, when after World War II was over, any reference of Nazism, any displays of swastikas, anybody trying to teach alternative history, guess what? It was illegal. It was illegal. Okay? It was a country that said we need to reckon with our past and move forward as a people. We have not done that. The rebel flag flew in the U.S. Congress for the first time in
ever.
Our country's history,
yep.
Chad.
And it was disgusting.
Ever.
All right.
Not even in the Civil War, when we actually fought each other, did that flag ever make it into that building.
So as somebody who is a voter and an American, what can you do?
Oh, I already voted. I haven't missed an election since I turned 18.
Not even just that. But as an average citizen, what can you do?
Here's
because,
what you do.
Like, a lot of this is great things to say, but there's a lot of red tape and people and parties to get through.
Here's what you do. Do not let yourself ever miss another election ever again.
All right.
Whether it be local, state, midterm, federal, presidential, doesn't matter. Don't miss another election ever again. As we've seen, and I'm saying this to everybody out there, as we've seen, multiple states have made it as easy as humanly possible for you to vote.
And by the way, to that end, make sure that you're holding winners of this election
accountable
to make sure that voting continues to be easy and accessible.
Exactly, 100%.
Or
because,
for those who where it wasn't easy and accessible, to make it easy and accessible.
Yeah, because we're going to see an effort in Georgia to remove no excuse absentee ballot, which why the hell do I need to give you an excuse to say why I don't want to go stand in line at a polling place?
Especially when there was a pandemic. But
exactly.
Okay.
Right. But anyway, we digress.
We know what the excuse was.
To answer your question, don't miss another election ever again. That's number one. Number two, activate yourself. And what I mean by that is that do what we're doing here right now, everybody. And I'm not saying this needs to consume every waking moment of your life.
No, you got things to do.
You got things to do. You want to have fun too. I understand. Yeah. You want to go back and eventually play video games. I get it.
So do we.
So do we. Right? But for the three of us in this room, there's a lot of things that are literally impossible to ignore, considering the climate. So I understand if not everybody out there has the same level of investment. I get it. But activate yourself. When you hear people having these conversations, when you hear people say something that is just blanketly untrue, challenge it. Challenge it. And you don't have to be the most well-versed person. You can just say, yo, my guy, that's not true. Wherever that leads is wherever it leads. But that's a part of it.
That said, to the other side of that, I'm not usually one for cutting yourself off, but I am now. I have gotten to the point where there are members of my family I'm done talking to. Like, if the events of Wednesday were not enough to get you to switch the other side, you're too far gone.
Yeah.
And I don't want you in my life. And I'm not going to debate with you and give you an excuse to spew more garbage.
In college.
You can go talk to the other people who are beyond saving and wither and die for all I care.
My issue with that, though. So, okay. We separate ourselves and we divide ourselves. And these people are talking in circles and they get themselves riled up of all these conspiracy theories. And then they do this capital invasion once again.
Stuff.
So that solves nothing, Callie.
Except,
that solves nothing.
Yeah, except.
It gives you sanity. Yes. That gives you sanity. However, we got to remember this is a time where the next generation is on. Like, it's on us. It's on the millennials. It's on Gen Z right now.
Yep.
It's on us. So we kind of have to take a bullet.
For lack of a
better term. That's actually, I didn't mean to say it that way.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, I get it, but also, like, when I say these people are beyond saving, if watching someone get shot in the Capitol building isn't enough to say, maybe I'm on the wrong side of this, there is no coming back.
No, I get it, but I still think...
Nothing I say
never,
is going to change it.
It doesn't matter whether it changes their mind, but they have to be continually contested. You have to continually contest someone. It's the same reason as I need them to contest me so I could go, oh, I get that. Oh, maybe gun laws do need
to have these weird things.
Chad. I don't know.
You can't ignore them. Now, your family members.
Yeah, your family members are. Yeah, it's a different
thing. Yeah.
But random people.
But as an idea, no, I am for that. I am for you challenge these people.
Then allow me to at least offer this.
Okay.
When you have these debates, and this is my beautiful wife who has given me this suggestion, and boy, does it help.
Mm-hmm.
Be concise.
Yes.
Okay. Be specific.
Yes.
Do not allow the conversation to shift, because that is number one in the playbook. The whataboutism is going to happen. So when you say, holy crap, people stormed the Capitol building, this must be condemmed.
Well, what about what happened last summer?
No, that's not the conversation that we're having.
Not
the conversation
about last
we are having is that 2 days ago, armed militants walked into the Capitol building and tried to shoot someone.
Walked.
There we go.
That's a good... Freely walked, in many cases, into the building.
So,
and by the way, walked out safely.
Except for like four people.
Yes, four people. Although some of them were, I believe, the police officers.
One was a Capitol police officer. So to that point. And here's the last thing, and this is specifically for you, gamers, all right?
Yeah.
When you hear crazy shit in voice chat when you're playing your Call of Duty, when you are playing Overwatch, whatever game of your choice online, and you hear vitriol, please, I beg of you, try your best to resist the urge to just hit mute. Because what a lot of people have done those people you're talking about, the aunties of middle America.
Trolls.
Not even, but the aunties of middle America who have stuck their head in the sand and preferred to live in their idyllic cul-de-sac world and didn't need to listen to anything else outside of what their family and husbands and kids talk about. You need to hear this stuff. You need to hear and challenge what these people say. So the next time you hear the N-word, the F-word, the you know, any other racial and gender and sexual orientation epithets, challenge it. Stop hitting the mute button. Because how we got here is gamers and by proxy the rest of America hitting the mute button on a gang of crazies who are allowed to get a platform because they were allowed to talk to themselves for the better part of a decade.
I mean, to an extent, yeah, except they're just going to go to Parler and do it anyway.
But you know what? You can't control that. I am merely talking about what we can
control. In the spaces that you can control.
Control it in the spaces that you could control. Because right now, they get emboldened. Mm-hmm. And once enough people know that this is not just socially unacceptable, but I would be ostracized from society itself, from the things that I love to do, then maybe they will be given a moment of pause.
You know, and that's the thing, too. As much as I mentioned Parler right there, there does come a point where it's like, yes, say Trump gets banned from Twitter, like he probably will be as soon as he's not the president anymore. Sure, maybe he goes to Parler and takes a whole bunch of his radicals with him. Yeah, you might get the high-level radicals who are going to go, but some people are going to stay. And see a return to normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I'm trying to think of a good example. So maybe some people out there remember Gaia Online.
Ha! You and all five of them motherfuckers.
So for anyone who was a big role player back in the 2000s, you may know what Gaia Online was. And Gaia Online started as a website called Go Gaia. And it was super, it was a pretty cool place. It was a nice place to hang out and meet people and role play and all that. There came a period of time way late in the days of Gaia, where most of the, I would say, normal people had left for anything else.
And it got a little weird.
And the people who remained were tough to stomach.
Yeah.
Eventually, if we do our diligence on the mainstream areas, that's what will happen.
Yeah. Because listen, the world will always have crazies.
Make racists afraid again.
That's my point. That is my point. Is that for the longest time, being a racist or a bigot,
you had to do it in the shadows.
You had to do it in the shadows,
or
right?
Maybe not as much as we would prefer, but yes.
But in the
more
shadows,
more than today.
When I think of the 90s and the 2000s,
yeah,
right. I think of closeted racism.
Yep.
Right.
Systemic racism, sure.
Absolutely.
But the your day to day out in the public eye racism. Closeted.
Yes, and everybody, I know there's a ton of people who say, oh, I'd rather them be out in the open so we can identify them and put the scarlet letter on them. No,
yeah, but you don't.
You have to understand, because then it becomes an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And enough people with the scarlet letter will look around and see that everyone's wearing the same clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's talking the same stuff. Everyone's saying the same thing. These are my people over here, and now you have created an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I mean by challenge these people. You have to. It is on us to stand up and say no more.
Yeah.
No more. And you know what? To Chad's point, it's got to start with gamers. And the reason why I say it's got to start with gamers is because this is the last vestige of anonymity we have.
Yeah, Wednesday of this week was the most difficult day of my life since Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. Mm. When a great deal of people who were like me or like you, Norris, or like Chad, stood up and said that something like what happened today or on Wednesday
was inevitable,
was going to happen, and we were called hysterical,
yep,
crazy, snowflakes,
gaslit,
sore losers, and while Wednesday was one of the most horrific things I've ever watched, and I literally sat there shaken, there was a degree of vindication.
A little
seeing
bit.
That, like,
there's a little bit of I told you so.
I've never been so upset and sad to be right.
There you go. That's a perfect feeling. No, I completely agree. And the thing is, what I've been seeing is a wave of people from various industries. But again, I'm trying to keep this in the context of gamers. I've been seeing a lot of gamers come out, speak very, very strongly about this. But this cannot fade away in the same way that conversations about Black Lives Matter did in, you know, towards the end of 2020. We can't do this again, y'all. We can't let it be just a bunch of tweets of black boxes and never say anything about it again. We have to pay attention to the companies that said the wrong things. We got to pay attention to the gamers and streamers and personalities that were silent at this time. So as gamers, as a group of gamers, as people who love other gamers, as people who love video games, people who love content creation and content creators, I implore you, stop hitting the mute button. Let's step up and do what we need to do to let the rest of the world know that this is unacceptable and will not be tolerated in our community. And maybe the rest of the world can learn a little bit from gamers. For Chad Callahan and Callie Scales, your host Norris Howard here, and please let next week be better than this one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.